starting over because Instagram said we had to. I don't know what that was about. I was like literally in the middle of like telling you guys to give yourself a handshake, and then it just like shut down the transmission. I don't know what the hell that's about, but I guess that's what happens. I guess I won't waste the opportunity, you know, to tell you guys that that's kind of how this works. Somebody made a comment in the chat that we're losing followers. That's true. We're losing followers. But that's okay because we're gaining friends. You know, I hate saying goodbye, but this isn't really like a goodbye. It's more or less like, I'll catch you later. I'll see you guys later. I'll catch you on the other side next year. This is such a fire track, bro. I really do love like how bouncy and light it is. And audiophiles like me find that type of stuff sexy. So I'll go ahead and say salutations, my friends, and thank you for tuning into this final edition of Factions of Freedom of the Instagram Live. I am your host, Noisera Freedom Faction, whichever one you prefer. And my God, look at that. Just like that, we are running up on Christmas. Running up on Christmas and the end of the year very fast. You know, I'll go ahead and show you guys this. I'm pretty proud. This is pretty impressive. Here is a folder that says 2020 show notes, IG lives, and exclusive transmissions, aka the goods. This is all of the shows that I've kept. Yeah. Yep. Show notes, interviews, things like that. And I'm actually very, very proud of that because that's very thick and that's very lengthy. And you know what, man? That just shows like how much I really do try to take care of attention to detail when it comes to doing these shows with you guys and paying attention to what you say. I have a whole separate show lined up over here for you, but I kind of wanted to come at things for a different angle. I have an entire list of things I'd like to say thank you guys for that I told the exclusive members thank you for, but I feel like it's appropriate for you as well. You know, but before I get into all of this, man, I just got to say again that it is a massive honor, you know, to be here before you guys today. We are clearly debating whether or not we want to continue to operate over here on places like Instagram, knowing that they're full well owned by Fedbook, and indeed that they are, you know, governing our growth, throttling our expansion, and that's okay. Because, you know, it really does show the effectiveness of what we're able to do. And sometimes you need to kind of be smacked up beside the head to really see that, oh, well, you know, you need to do something different. I was talking about how we have 279 subscribers on our Telegram channel. And I'm actually very proud of that, dude. You know, because we have 300,000 followers. That's cool and cute and whatnot. Currently over 102 people are watching right now. Like I said before, we have over 279 people on our Telegram channel. But what I'm trying to do by giving you guys these quick factoids and stats is to show you what we're working with on these censored platforms. Yes, we're being shadow banned. Yes, we're being governed. Yes, we're being censored. And you know what that means? It's because we're right, bruh. It's because we're not over here telling you a whole bunch of shenanigans. The thing is we have USA Today, factcheck.org, and various other organizations that come through the page religiously. We keep fact checkers employed. Yet a lot of our posts are not fact-checked. They're not considered fake news. And they tell you for sure when the ones are. And what does that say? That the stuff that we're putting out there, as hardcore as it is real. You know, earlier today, I was saying this because we are beginning to file a lawsuit here in New Mexico against our governor. Thank God. A coalition of free-minded Americans and patriots here in America, the Mexico Freedom Alliance, has begun to file a lawsuit against the state, man, and I'm very, very proud of that. We've teamed up with Ohio Stands Up and other, again, patriot-minded organizations across the nation, and we filed our lawsuit. I'll put that link in the description bar below. But again, guys, look at where we're at. I have a list of questions that are going to kind of seem like they've got nothing to do with what we're discussing, but it's to kind of switch your mind up and make you think about, well, what is it that we are doing? The problem is we sit up over here on social media thinking that we're supposed to be doing this for popularity, infamy, and all this stupid shit, when really that's not the case. Social media is the black mirror that robs us of our creativity, our determination, and more. And unless we actually use it as a transformative vector, consciously putting in energy and attention, we will become slaves to it. This is why you guys have seen me do nothing but improve over the time frame of using it, because I'm not letting technology use me. Whenever I get into some of these questions, I'll say, you know what? I have a question right here. Why are we, this page, here? Well, I'm not here to fucking sit here and keep sharing information, my friends. This is why every single show is completely different, because we're seeing the evolution of the adversity that we're facing and the skills that we have to discover to combat it. We're getting organized. This isn't your regular show. I have a thing I'll get into over here with the topics, how this isn't a regular false flag like COVID-19. This isn't some random false flag that just keeps happening all over again, like school kids being shot. This is a rolling false flag, right? So we're experiencing a different type of adversity. That's what this is. That's what this page is. So I don't know how to do like a year in review. You know, I could pull up our top 9 best posts and how the world has become increasingly aware of Bill Gates and his tyranny, the treachery that he's trying to force onto others, the rape that he's trying to conduct with these vaccines. Sure, I can show you that in the Instagram algorithms, how we've received over, I think, what is it, 2.2 million likes this year alone and 0 shares. We've received over 2 million likes in total, but no shares. And so obviously we're under censorship. Obviously that comes with the territory, but that's not what it is. How do you review an operation like ours, getting this information out, when that's not our job? I think everybody here has had to adopt a whole new role, a whole new skill, a whole new perspective, a whole new approach to what's going on. I have had to inherit responsibilities simply, again, because of the adversity that we're facing. You see? And I'm sure you yourself have as well. But pat yourself on the back, man. Clap that you yourself have overcome these things, that you have adopted these responsibilities and become better because of them. You haven't cowered or shrunken in the face of adversity. You've evolved, you've grown, you strengthened. And I say that to you, the audience. I have a series of questions I'm going to try to ask you guys that I would normally do like in a show-like format. You know, I can tell you the topics if we get to them. QR codes on our skin, vaccine IDs. Apparently it's December 22nd. Or is it the 23rd? I don't know. It's the 22nd. People woke up. Where are your superpowers? I'll talk more about that and how I truly think it's them introducing the synthetic mRNA into people's DNA that would create the so-called DNA upgrade. But we'll get into that if we have time. The evolution of warfare, COVID canceling culture, how we are occupied, things like this and more. I've even got documents for Project Stargate, Project Real Flame, Project Sunderland, and more. But the reason I wanted to get into all of that at the start is to show you guys again how powerful we truly are and the amount of things that we are experiencing to suppress our natural strength, our natural power. But here, let me get back into these quick topics, these questions for you guys to think about as we wrap up this year. You know, what have we really learned? It's not about COVID, right? It's no longer about COVID. It's no longer about the disease and things like this. It's now about submission, control, compliance. That's the word they'd like to use. It's no longer about COVID. But what did you learn about yourself during the process? What have we really done? That's an even bigger question. And I guess there's no way for me to do like an entire show going through every single one of these questions. But seeing as how this is going to be one of the last pieces of information you guys are going to see from me for a while, this gives you guys something to go back and think about and ponder as you have your Tuesdays free, as you have your weekends free, as you're not humping over your phone trying to figure out what we're doing next. What is it that we have really done? The truth community, we as an individual, this page that we've done, right? What is it that we have learned and what is it that we've done? Because then the next question becomes, what is it that you plan to do? I don't plan to just sit up over here and be cool on social media. I'm all right with that. That shit's for the birds. Leave it for the Twitter folk. I'm all right, man. I don't plan to sit up over here and seem like this is the cool, like this is the catch me out, like this is all we're supposed to do. What I'll get into later on in this little list is how we're supposed to be doing the work, like some of the guests we've had on in the past, to use social media as the platform to express these things, to get these viewpoints out there. One of the people that I have the utmost respect for after meeting personally last year at the United for Common Ground Media Summit is Justin Harvey of We Are Change. You see that man with his baby and his family out there every other weekend trying to raise awareness about mandatory vaccinations, the threat of vaccinations, adverse vaccine reactions, and more. He's not caring about how many different followers he has or whether or not people are buying his products or how many views he has and things like this. What he's doing is creating a lifestyle to get the information out there, to be culturally aware about these things and figuring out the information that he needs to do. Linking up with not only doctors, scientists, other activists to expand these things. I made a mention of it in the previous episode that I started linking up with the New Mexico Freedom Alliance and various other organizations in my own state. The amount of work that is needed to be done in your own backyard is crazy. And the fact that we sit over here on social media and waste our time doing this is why they're advancing. It's why they're winning. Because we think we need to be celebrity influencers talking to the world instead of cleaning up our own house, instead of doing the stuff in our backyards. So what is it that you do plan to do? Do you plan to just sit up over here and be cute on social media, going back and forth with people on social media like that's cute? Or do you try to use this time where people want to learn, where they want to grow, where they want to see these things, where they want to be activated, where they want to be mobilized? Do you use this time of history to actually do something? Because, moving on, this is the flat-out truth. You can't stop anything. But you can change what happens to you. Okay? You can change what happens to you. Sure. Put the mask on. Wait for the vaccine. Don't go outside. Develop depression, you know. Don't get any sunlight. Don't socialize. Really, really begin to degenerate. You can't stop anything, but you can't change what happens to you. You're probably considered crazy, conspiratorial for realizing that sunlight, vitamin D, is one of the main things that people who are COVID positive are deficient in. Does that mean your ass should stay inside? Or does that mean you should educate yourself on the problem that you're facing and do the work? Everything I try to talk to you guys about, a sad truth is we really can't do much about it, but what we can do is create a lifestyle to where this doesn't entirely affect us as much as it's trying to. Remember what I told you before earlier about consciously using technology so that it doesn't use you? Perfect example, right there. You can't stop the assimilation and the conformity. But what you can do is begin to distance yourself from it. Pull away from these things that try to rob you of your individuality. Who really is the enemy? Who is really to blame? I can get up over here, I can tell you it's the Jews, I can tell you it's the Freemasons, I can tell you it's the Zionists, I can tell you it's the globalists, I can tell you it's this, that, and the third. And there is probably a kernel of truth amongst every single one of those things, no doubt. But the real enemy is laziness. Is sloth. I hate to sound like some grandstanding dickhead, but the only true injustice, the real sense of injustice, is a lack of justice, the lack of doing anything about these things. Who is the real enemy? My God, we talk about it every other week. We're in a like multidimensional, a hybrid war, a multifaceted approach to try to rob us of our individuality and our humanity. Who is the enemy? That's why they call it a secret war, a shadow war. You're not supposed to know, so you can't properly get your shit together and take your energy out at a figurehead. That's why so many people are vitriolic towards Donald Trump, because it gives them a figurehead to be upset about. He's not the enemy. The same way that China is not the enemy. It's the forces behind China that design that are here to try to rob everyone of their freedom and more. Who is the real enemy? That's always up for debate. Even though we talk about the Illuminati, even though we talk about all these different things and more, Satanists, Luciferians, degenerates, scumbags, things like this and more, there's all kinds of different so-called enemies. But the real question is who's to blame? I don't want to say yourself, but the lack of inaction is truly the lack of real injustice. And if we don't do the work, we're to blame ourselves. Should we waste time chasing these problems? Should I? I mean, you guys aren't here. You're not here to hear any of this nonsense. Should we waste time chasing the problems? Should we waste time? My bad here. I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Should I waste time chasing the comments? That's my more appropriate way of rewording it. Should I waste my time chasing the problems, chasing the comments, chasing the affirmations? You see, I don't get up here saying, hey, people, do you see this? Hey, do you see that? I had a revelation earlier this year whenever I had to start doing a lot more work. I don't really need to do this. This is really something that I do and donate my time to. Y'all can go get your own RSS feed reader. You can go find your own trusted news sources. You can build your own network. Should we be chasing the problems? Should we be using our page to put out more positivity? In times like this, they won't allow for that to take place. Again, these are all questions you guys should think about, because this is going to be one of the last pieces of content you hear from me towards the end of 2020. And I want you guys to think about what we've done, this little pocket of your mind that I occupy. Should be a waste of time chasing these problems. I think if we're not aware of the problems, we really can't focus on the solutions. I don't think that, and I've said this before, I didn't really understand what I did believe in until these people tried to tell me, oh, well, don't you have these views? Don't you believe in this ideology? Hey, don't you? You believe in killing kids after they're born, right? You believe in assaulting people with vaccines and inserting deadly diseases inside of their body, right? You believe in spraying the ozone to try to help reflect the sunlight, right? Right? Satanists should have the full religious freedom to have abortions and to take those babies. You should believe in that stuff. I didn't believe in or even understand half of what was going on until I started looking at the problems, chasing the problems, seeing how they normalized all of this different type of stuff. I didn't know what it is I believed in until I saw what they were trying to force on me. And this is what I try to constantly remind you guys of. I didn't think I believed in these things until they told me, well, yeah, don't you want this ideology? No way. No way. At what point have you had enough? And what does that mean for you? I just told you right there. I started taking this stuff a lot more serious whenever they began to come after my unborn child. Yeah, whenever with the synthetic mRNA vaccines and things like this and more. This is one of the reasons why Bill Gates is kicked out of China and India, because this man literally destroyed an entire generation, and Africa, destroyed an entire generation's woman's fertility with vaccines. This is why he's been kicked out of like various other countries, is because this dude has a history of destroying the uterus, talking about population control. I'm like, my God. And people aren't stopping this man? I started taking this stuff that much more serious whenever I understood the threat. At what point did I have enough? Whenever they started coming after my kids, my unborn children, my procreation, my ability to be fertile, that things, and more. What's done has been done to me. That's how I see it. Like, the damage has already been done to me. You know, if I'm retarded, I'm retarded. If I'm crazy, fuck it. But don't go after kids. And then whenever I started having people on in the past talking about child sex trafficking and more, I started freaking. Because again, it's not even about the kids. It's about trying to just get them here. Looking at all the crazy evil stuff they're doing from the child sex trafficking, the pedophilia, the drag queen story time, the gender bending, all this evil, wicked shit. I'm like, what is that? What is that? Where is this coming from? Who is doing this? That's whenever I had enough. Whenever I realized, look, you might be screwed in the head, but you got to get your act together, because it's not even about you. It's about the kids. It's about the future. It's about being able to do something about that, about this. This is why I started this transmission off saying that. Thank God you're alive. That you have another chance to affect change. That you're on the right side of the ground. You know, why? Here we are with the question. Why are we, this page, here? I don't know. I keep telling you, I thought they'd get rid of me. I thought they would get rid of me right around the election, but I'm still here. That's cool. Might have to turn off the chat on some games, run some chats. If we have time, I'll try to get into what happened in Oregon and how I'm privy to those type of conversations as well. Why are we, this page, here? I don't know, man. But it is an honor. You know, I have a list of thank yous I'll try to get into here shortly if I get through this list, but I don't know why we're here. We're coming up on 8 years of operating. We have maybe 2-3 years of doing shows like this pretty routinely. Why are we here? I don't know. Why did I decide to put on a suit and hop up over here and talk to y'all? I don't know you, but I decided to. No, seriously. Why are we here? Dude, I'm here for the me's, right? Because I was a crazy little kid, as you could see growing up, reading documents, like listening to like CIA heads and like what these retired FBI people are saying, and finding documents and looking at interviews, going to conventions, like trying to figure out shit, like what is going on. I'm here for those type of people that are generally curious about things and know, hey, I'm kind of strange, but everything else I'm seeing is kind of strange too. Don't you guys think we should be doing something about this? I'm here for the people that dare to question, that dare to be curious, that dare to say, you know what? Things are kind of strange. Shucks, I don't like that. Hey, maybe we can do something. You know what? That doesn't sit well with me. What else is going on? I'm here for the people that are genuinely curious about all these things. You know, I say it all the time. I tell you how we come from looking up paranormal ghosts, UFOs, aliens. That's very real too. I have documents about that. I'm not going to side rail because I was going to tell you something about Pete Santilli and how he was being threatened, but we'll talk about that later. I talk about how we come from paranormal and UFOs and how, you know, we had created a platform for people that are curious, truth seekers. I saw all these people in mainstream media talking about all this stuff, but nobody really aware of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, CERN, you know, the police state, martial law, FEMA camps, vaccines, chemtrails, you know, transhumanism, super soldiers, stuff like MK Ultra, satanic ritual abuse. I discovered all this stuff and I thought, my God, I can't be the only one seeing these things. Somebody else has to know that all this stuff is going out there. And so I put myself out there trying to figure out, hey, what is going on? I don't know why this page is here. I don't know why we've been able to evolve into the capacity that we have. But we are obviously here for some degree, for some reason. And obviously I stood up over here and questioned it quite frequently because it's to tell you guys that you can do this too. My story shouldn't be an anomalous type of thing. Everybody else should be generally curious about the nature of reality, who the power structure is, and what the hell's going on and what they can do about it. So this page is here, as again, as a safe haven for those that are curious, that want to ask the hard questions, even though it kind of comes off like political. That's another question we have here. Why do we cover the news in the way we do? Politics acts as a vector for us to discuss these things. It acts as a way for us to really ground these very, very complex and controversial discussions into things that people can see. That's why I'm always having to pull out the documents, always trying to refer to different studies, always trying to talk about different interviews and things where this takes place, because people need to be constantly reinforced about what's going on. The page, at this point, has become essentially social credit, a badge verifying that we know some of what we're talking about. And that's okay, but that's also why it's time for us to go do something else, because this is a part of the evolution. I have no idea what the hell we're doing. I got no idea why we're here, but I also know we're not done. What have we accomplished? What have we accomplished? I don't know, man. I really don't know. You know, I say 300,000 followers. That is impressive. You know, that is very impressive to anyone by any standards. What have we accomplished, you know? Not nearly as much as I would like to, if you want the truth. I want writers, you know. I want somebody to work the store. I want to be able to go to DC on the 6th. I want to be able to be a lot more activated and mobilized. You know, we've accomplished some things. You know, we've got this network. We've got guests on. We've got something. We've got somewhat of an infrastructure. But that, again, harkens back to what I was talking about, inheriting this responsibility. And then, again, migrating off of these platforms. Whenever we started this several years ago, we didn't have a direction. We had no idea what the hell we were doing. We were just putting out information. But I think this year, something happened in a lot of folks to where we realized, like, hey, you have an awesome responsibility to tell folks the truth, because they need the information, and you cannot lie to them, and you don't want to mislead them, not in a time such as this. And so I really took on that inheritance, man. That's why we studied, you know, immunology, figure out how to get your immune system up and things like this and more. I'm ranting. What have we accomplished? You know, yeah, we act as like a beacon, but what more can we do? One of my exclusive members asked us, you know, I had asked them, and I would hope that you guys either send me emails or send me direct messages, preferably emails, because I get too many direct messages. I would hope that you guys send me emails about ways that we could be a better service to you. One of the exclusive members asked us, you know, hey, you need to teach us how you do what you do. You need to teach us not necessarily how to make a page like yours, but how to do the work, how to get involved, how to help people. I know people don't want to keep hearing me. God knows I don't want to do extra shows. But this is what happens with the work. We've got to learn to delegate, pass some of this stuff off, teach other people how to do these things. It's crazy. Just had to kick somebody. Talk a smack. You know, what have we accomplished? It's always like an ambiguous thing. I should be pulling out that picture for you guys and showing you. I should be pulling it up right now. We donated over $2,000 worth of toys to kids in need for our Impoverished Child's Initiative. And I was so giddy, my friends. I was beyond giddy. Here, let me see if I can get this over to you guys. Oh, get that over to you guys. That way you can see it. And I'll describe it for audio listeners. But audio listeners, you guys can't see it. And I know that's just like a small little thing. My donation is in that green little box right there. And there were so many more toys. My God. You know, there was like an entire little bench full of toys. And the whole little wall kind of came out with toys. And it was a marvelous thing. It was a marvelous thing. Like, legitimately being able to see that much joy being given out. The only thing I'm like legitimately sad for is the fact that I can't see the faces of those kids that are receiving those toys. That's the only thing I'm sad about. But you know what? That's me being selfish. Because think about that, man. And I said this. Parents have had it real hard this year because, you know, a lot of folks have been out of work. We've talked about it over here on the show. The socioeconomic devastation that COVID has wrought, right? How people's savings have been devastated because of COVID. You know, food banks being overrun because people don't have money for food. And I'm thinking, my God, they're telling people they can't even have Christmas. What kind of evil shit is this? And so, you know, me and a couple of my brothers got together and we got over $1,000 worth of toys, man. And it was marvelous. We donated it to our local fire department. And it's a great and beautiful thing. It was just great and beautiful. That's all I can say. Audio listeners, you guys can't see it, but there's just a grip of toys right there. And I'm happy to say that, you know, this is what me and my team did. And so I don't know what we've accomplished, but I definitely know that I've never done something like that before. And I know I'm going to be doing more things like that on top of the other volunteer work that I'm doing in the future, man. And that's, again, what has happened here, what this type of energy, this page, what this work has summoned, not sitting up over here, you know, doing it for the social medias, but doing it because you can do it and trying to outdo even that. And so this, unlike Justin Trudeau, man, I'm going to say that this COVID-19 provides for us a wonderful opportunity to understand ourselves a lot deeper and see what type of need is out there in the community. I'm telling you, social media is not the battleground. There is a lot of work in your own background, in your own backyard, where people need you, to where they need people that seek the truth, to where they need people with kind hearts, to where they need people with strong wills to do the work. You need to get the hell up off of social media and or do it backwards and use social media as like the tool to do it, man. Because I feel like it doesn't make sense. Now, which leads me to my next question. When did the work change? And I have this written right here. When did social celebrity lose its appeal? Because I didn't care about this in the first place. But when I keep telling you I inherited this responsibility, I keep getting confused with folks like Billy Carson, the Forbidden Knowledge. Like I'm not my own person. I don't care about celebrity. I don't care about... I need to care more about money because it's not about money. It's about what money enables you to do. I need to care more about money so I can use money to amplify what we're doing and increase our work ethic. But you guys get what I'm saying. It's not about that. For me, it's about being able to operate, get this information out here, and do the work. I was thinking about, again, the different communities and networks and organizations I'm now a part of and how I'm just always either in front of a camera or at a meeting or at a desk discussing these type of things and moving stuff down the line. And I think about, you know, how can I be better? How can I be more influential? It's because I can't sit up over here and care about what's happening on social media. You've heard me been talking about this for a while now, how I have to either create a whole separate profile for all my activism and leave Freedom Faction as like the news page because they're becoming not necessarily diametrically opposed, but they just don't translate well. And this is how I'm able to influence people is with my actions, not necessarily with the work or with the word. And so that's whenever social media celebrity lost its appeal. And that's when the work began to change because I realized, okay, cool. You can sit up over here and hang out on social media, or you can do the work out there, organize people so you can send that formula to the social media world and begin to have people replicate that. I know that kind of sounds crazy, but this is why, again, I don't necessarily care. Let me rephrase that. Why I don't put a whole lot of importance on what we do over here on social media anymore. And you may have noticed that throttle, but that's because of, again, what has to take place outside of it. I've got a couple more questions, and then I'll get into saying thank you. And, you know, with the second segment, we might get into these questions and more. This is me just telling you a year in review, right? This year in review. Why do we cover the news? Why counterculture is so important, and why I've always worried about staying woke. This is, again, just because I can talk about the stimulus check and how that's like a slap in the face of people, right? I just said it right there. Families in need, the socioeconomic devastation that COVID has wrought. We're just trying to get toys to kids. People don't even have like $500 in their savings. People getting hit with like a stimulus check at the end of the year is like a slap in the face. I could talk about, you know, the stimulus check and COVID-19 and other geopolitical developments and things like this and more, but I think as an operation, I think it's good that you guys, again, listen to the mindset of your host, the changes that we're going through, the things that have taken place, and where this is all going, man. I trip out being in this position, and this is why I try to tell you guys and have that level of transparency as we move forward. So why do we cover the news? Again, it acts as a vector point. I could spend hours talking about a single post because of how educational it is, how powerful it is. But again, it's not about just the one thing. It's about how they all paint a bigger picture, a collage of the times that we find ourselves in, a sign of the times. That's why we cover the news. It's not to sit up over here and say, this is right, this is wrong, I know the truth, I know what's wrong. It's, again, to give you a snapshot of the time frame that we're in. We truly are talking about biblical prophecy. QR codes on the skin, my God, that's the mark of the beast. Go ahead and call it what it is. But because people don't understand that they've removed the Bible from modern nomenclature, they just go ahead and call it QR codes on the skin, vaccine IDs, it's the mark of the beast. But again, this is why we're here, is to act as a bellwether. That's why we cover the news, to give you that snapshot of what the hell is happening right now. I have no idea half the time. Because it's not about the politics. It's not about the left or the right. It's about, again, what's happening. And can you tell? This is a lot of what we over here idly talk about, is developing discernment to recognize that you are under attack by a shadowy cabal of people who are trying to rob you of your rights and smother your sovereignty. And unless you begin to develop the willpower or the senses to see this, you will become victimized by this shadowy system. It's not about the politics. It's not about the news. But it is about what is happening to us as a whole and whether or not you have the ability to do something about it. You do. But because we have been systematically robbed of our rights and disenfranchised from our power, COVID-19 specifically did this, not many people know how to fight back. But I tell you, we are. This is why counterculture is so important, because it's not about the news. It's not about the politics. And I'm not telling you not to care about politics, because if you don't care about politics, politics will care about you, and you don't want Big Brother caring about you. Said this just the other week, the Dr. Richard Proctor, when discussing martial law, said the demands measurement of freedom is how much the government is involved in his life. So it's not about the politics, but you do need to care about these things. As I said before, I didn't know that I cared about any of these things until they told me what I was supposed to care about. You're telling me to put a mask on, hang out in my house, not go outside, not socialize, not commiserate, not be joyful and jolly. You're telling me not to celebrate things? Fuck you. Fuck out my face with that bullshit. I didn't know that I didn't care about these things until they told me to do certain things. That you're going to stay inside your house. That you're going to wait this out. That you're going to develop, again, depression. Because depression has skyrocketed. Suicide has skyrocketed because of COVID. Mental health disorders and more. All because of COVID. You're going to tell me that this is my new culture? This is my new world? This is my new normal? You're out of your cotton-picking mind. And I'll tell you why. That is why counterculture is so important. I had alluded to this in the previous episode. I don't know where the notes are. But I had alluded how we are truly inspiring the next generation with our actions. We are seeing a revival right now. And every single one of our individual actions helps paint the landscape for the future. So when I get up here and I say these things, I know full well the ramifications that they have, because it's not for me that I'm saying or doing this. What did I tell you beforehand? I'm here for the me's. I'm here for the strangelings. I'm here for the freaks, the people out there on the fringe, the people trying to figure out what's going on. Because I didn't see all those folks whenever I was growing up. I didn't see people caring. I saw a lot of Karens, but I didn't see a lot of people caring. And that's true. That's why counterculture is so important. You know, they keep telling us right now, oh, you can't get together in groups of 2 or 4 or 5 or whatever, because, you know, y'all know whether or not those folks got COVID. You know, that's a sham. You know, that's a full sham, because when people, and it says this in the Bible, when 2 or more are gathered in his name, God is present. They don't want that. They don't want that. Sorry, Karen. Kurt Pendrell. I didn't mean it like as a derogatory thing. I was just trying to do like a quick thing. I didn't mean like be derogatory. Kurt Pendrell says, my name is Karen. Oh, Lord. I'm saying my bad, Karen. I didn't mean it like that. But you know what I mean. You know, it's important. They say getting together is bad. Coming together is bad. Having fellowship is bad. Because they understand that whenever 2 or more people get together and have like an honest to God discussion about this towards the end of the year, about COVID, about what has happened, the truth is going to come out. We can only play so much politics until the truth has to come out. And this is why they're trying so hard to use what influence they have via social engineering and the brainwashing that people have been subjected to, the MKUltra, the trauma-based mind control that they've been underneath. They're trying to use what leverage they have, again, to wedge people, to divide them. I told you just last week, I saw a sign that said, stay home, send love from there. Hashtag positive propaganda. You've got Dr. Fauci saying, I ain't seeing my kids for Christmas. You shouldn't see yours either. And you've got Joe Biden saying, oh, well, we're going to make sure everyone's got COVID tested before they come see their family. So it's not about COVID. It's about control. It's about submission. It's about subversion. It's about coercion and manipulation. When people come together, they talk about the truth because there's nothing else to talk about. That's why they don't want you to go to your families. They want to keep you isolated. They want to keep you separated. I'll tell you what, you freaks, whenever you're over here, you're not separate. There's a lot more you than you think. As I keep trying to tell you guys, you need to get out there to go find the other yous. Because the same way that you wait for somebody to stand up is the same way that somebody else is waiting for you to stand up so that they can gravitate to you. Setting brush fires. That's what we're doing every single day and every single week. Trying to set brush fires in the hearts and minds of men. That's why counterculture is so important. But that's why I've always worried about staying woke. Because when you stay woke, you stay at a certain level. And I guess I'm just a nerd because I'm trying to hit level infinity. I'm not sure how much time we have. Is it over here? Where is my thank you note? Where is my thank you note? Oh, there it is. Drifted onto the floor. So I'm not sure how much time I have, but I want to go ahead and use the remaining time that we have, not drifting off into COVID, superhuman, super soldiers, I don't know, the Space Force, Dragon Ball Z, anime, any of this type of stuff. I want to use the remainder of the time frame I have with you to say thank you for trusting me. And I really do mean that. I mean, I get up over here and I say, I appreciate being in this position. But these series of things I'm going to try to say to you guys with the time frame we have is to try to really exemplify just that alone. How I really do appreciate being in this opportunity. I get up over here like every other day, every other week. And I have shenanigans. I've got jokes. You know, I've got all little quips and things like that. But, you know, the fact that, again, currently, right now, over 119 people have volunteered their time to not only spend with me, but with the audience and the family that we've built over here. I appreciate that. I really do, you know. And I'm working on being able to effectively convey that without all the shenanigans, man. So, really, thank you guys for trusting me. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for joining me. Like I said, we have people... 100 plus people that pay attention. You know, one of our exclusive members, I think it's Abel. I don't know if he's an exclusive member, but he tunes in on Tuesdays. You know, he told you guys, you know, that he takes off time from work to listen to us, and that's a huge honor, bro. I get messages from people that watch these shows with their family. That's why I got to cut the cursing. Thank you. Thank you for helping me grow. Thank you for helping me to listen. And I don't mean just reading your comments real quick or the quick times that you guys pop up over here in the chats or join us to give us like your information, your wisdom real quick. But I mean by helping me learn to listen. Helping me learn to listen in between the lines. Helping me learn to listen to the plight of people. You know, humbling me to understand half of this stuff. Because as you can tell, my mind moves in a million different directions all the time. But being able to slow it down enough and explain it in this capacity, and you guys respect that, and then show up for that and then help feedback and then do all this, that's a huge honor. You know, helping me understand all this stuff, but at the same time, being able to express it and share it, it's a huge honor for supporting me. You know, believe it or not, and I said this to the exclusive members, and this is why this was written for the exclusive members, I need you guys more than you need me. Yeah, I said it the other, I said it earlier in the transmission that I don't need to do this, but this, that I volunteer my time to do this. That's half truth and that's half a lie. I have a deep compulsion to do this type of work, and were it not for our overwhelming love and abundance and appreciation from our audience, I wouldn't have anyone to share this type of stuff with. You know, so I really truly do need you guys more than you need me. And I am extraordinarily grateful for the fact that you guys do support me. And it is, you know, the comments, it is the trolls, it is the fuck yous, you know, it is the Instagram posts, the reels, the YouTube videos. It is everything that you guys do that makes this that much of a masterful honor, man. And that's why I'm trying to do the best I can to, again, inherit this responsibility with the respect it deserves, because without even expecting to do so, I have now become a voice for people, and that is something that needs to be respected and appreciated. And so I can't thank you guys enough for giving me that honor. You know, these next two are kind of important, but you know, it's believing in me to explain the situation. I'm not the best host, I swear. I get sidetracked very easy. The ADD kicks in, or my retardation kicks in, or my inability to control my emotions take over. And sometimes I'm not able to convey the information. But I am grateful that you guys have still rocked with me throughout this process and helped me iron out some of those kinks, because again, I'm only one man, and I'm humbled to be in this position, but there's a million other pages out there right now, guys. You know, there's a million other pages right now, multiple other platforms right now, and you guys are here. And I'm grateful. I mean, we got people that are listening live, no doubt, but we also have people that listen on the replay, people that share our content, like on multiple platforms. I've talked about, again, the importance of one view, how one view could be that family of five watching you. How that one view could be an entire church. You know, how that one view could be somebody at the White House. Could be somebody in Washington. Could be somebody in Hollywood. Could be somebody all over. I don't know. But I want to say thank you again for believing in me to explain the severity of the situation and trusting in me. You know, because this is a labor of love, man. And I truly am grateful for this opportunity. That's what I'm trying to say. This is an overwhelming responsibility to be in this position. You know, I wish I could just sit up over here and say, oh, it's the Zionists, it's the something, it's the globalists, it's the Satanists. I wish I could come up over here and try to sensationalize things more so than I can, but my mind being scarred by so much of this stuff, all I can do is find more of the information and try to provide it in as much of a level head as I can. Again, QR codes on the skin, biblical prophecy, and nobody's batting an eye. I'm just grateful for this opportunity to be here, because it is like an awesome responsibility talking about this stuff, trying to find the articles that effectively convey these things, that are truthful, that are from credible sources, that don't get us kicked off, man. You know, I was listening to Billy Carson, man, yesterday on George Norrie's Beyond the Belief. And I thought to myself, hey, that guy's been on the show. Like, Billy's been on the show. Hey. And what did I just read about how our coalition of patriots here in America, in New Mexico, are trying to depose our governor and roll back some of these restrictions. That's why I'm like, yo, this is the craziest ride. This is the most craziest ride to be on, because I've met so many magnificent people doing this, and I'm not even where I want to be yet. And it's just a blessing, dude. And that's why I try to share it as much as I can. Like what happened, the transparency, how I do everything. Because were it not for you guys pushing me up here, tuning in, sharing the work that apparently Instagram algorithms won't recognize, I wouldn't be here. Again, if you guys didn't have the trust or the faith in me to do this type of work and show up, wouldn't be here. And so again, this is the house that you built. Like, moving on, that's the one. I have seven things I want to say. I'm not sure again how much time we have left. I'll try to crank these out as fast as I can. Seven things I want to say, because each year teaches me something different. But this year, you guys have taught me about the importance of the house that we've built. The importance of the house that we built. You know, you see me up, kick that guy out, up, kick that fool out, and we're supposed to be about free speech and First Amendment, this, that, and the third. Yeah, but there are instigators and there's agitators and there's always people trying to stir the pot. You got to get them out. This is the importance of the house that we built. You are all my friends, whether or not I know you. You now know me. And you're showing, again, your friends, your family, whoever, co-workers, strangers, the work. This is the house that you built. I'm just the crazy figurehead trying to figure it all out. That's why you hear me sometimes say, Jesus, take the wheel. I can't do this. Jesus, take the wheel. I can do this. Because this is how it works. You know, how wild this world is cannot truly be explained. Even doing shows with Ron Johnson of Stranger Than Fiction News, you know, Lori Alexander of the Underground Resistance Network, now the Global Watchman News, you know, to Billy Carson, to, I was supposed to be doing shows with David Nino Rodriguez, man, like, to Charles Casson. There are not enough people and amazing people that we've worked with over the years to help explain how wild the world is. But again, this is the lesson in the house that you guys have built to get that out there. That again, we have to be the freedom faction, that we all have to be factions of freedom to help combat this. But this ain't normal. And it won't be my normal. No. The three, that we are not alone. You're not alone. What I need to do, and this will probably happen more so in the future, is create like a New Mexico faction, a Texas faction, like a Colorado coalition or a Denver thingy, you know, something, something, something. But what I need to do is figure out how to export what we've done here, but locally for other people to adopt, because we're not alone. And there's a lot of people that want to link up with the work that we do, but they don't know how to do it. They're not alone. The same way that I'm saying somebody else in your backyard is waiting for you to do the work, waiting for you to step up. That's how this works. You see, if you don't want to be alone, you have to step out and do the work to inspire others. And that's what you've all done. You've inspired me to tell us that, hey, we're not alone. They want to try to say that our viewpoints are strange, that they're on the fringe, that they're conspiratorial, when not really. That's not the case. They're actually more mainstream than you think. Four, that we are blessed by God to see some incredible things. Amen. When I tell you that in just 2020 alone, some of the fair amount of stuff that happened in my life that I can't come up over here and talk about was nuts. Was nuts. You can hear from how I communicate to you guys now, the shit that I have done, it has been incredible, and I am just getting started. We are blessed by God to see some incredible things. 2020 is going to set... things are going to set off. If you thought that's what I'm talking about, inheriting this responsibility, you guys are going to inherit it too. And when you do, you're going to get pumped, you're going to get fired up, you're going to see some crazy things, and stuff's going to start happening for you. Not to you, for you. And you're going to start having that gut check moment where you're digging in deeper and you're saying, you know what? I am a coward. I am lazy. I am selfish. I need to be better. I need to be selfless. I need to be courageous. I need to be strong. I need to be these things because not for me, it's for everybody else that's watching me work. Because yes, they do believe in you. They just don't know what to believe in. You haven't given them a thing to believe in. We are blessed by God to see some incredible things. And yeah, this year's been rough, but we're going to see even crazier things come in the future. I bet you. And you know what? You're going to play a part in that. You are. Because you're not here to listen to me just ramble. I'm trying to tell you how to get out there and go get your own. I'm trying to share with you the secret of how it works. We are blessed by God to see some incredible things. 5, the knowledge is power and that the truth will set you free. You probably think masks work otherwise. Knowledge is power and the truth will set you free. Because you see, back in the day, they didn't let slaves read. That's why the church held so much power, is because they were the only ones that could read and write. They were able to write the laws and then explain them to the peons, the peasants, the people that were incapable of reading the laws, and then going back and reading how, well, those laws are unlawful, you're a dictator. Back in the day, they didn't allow for slaves to read. You see, these days, they don't want you guys to have that information. They just censor it. It's called misinformation or fake news, disinformation, or like the United Nations says, it's unverified. Knowledge is power, and the truth will set you free. This is why the more that I've begun to learn, the more ungovernable I've become. They don't want to let the slaves learn nothing, because then they'll learn that they're slaves and they'll do everything in their power to set themselves free. And when they set one of them free, they're going to try to set another slave free. And we can't have that. No, we can't. We got to keep them dumbed down, stupid, ignorant, and detached from everything. The timer just popped down. I got 2 more things to say, and then I'll come back with you guys talking about these things and more. 6 and 7 is this. 6, we have to become more accountable for our actions. I bet a lot of people let ourselves slide on things. And that's why more bullcrap keeps piling up. We can't. If you want to overcome things, you have to be stronger. You have to be accountable for your actions, seeing what you're doing, and being aware of your own margin of error. 7, we have a responsibility to be our best selves. These and more are what you guys have taught me by doing these shows. Showing up with you guys to try to do this work and convey what is happening to us and more. And so as we close out this episode and this year, I want to say again, thank you for trusting me. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening. And realize that this is the house you built. And we'll be back next year, Lord willing, coronavirus free, talking about these things and more with a whole different perspective, grown and refined by the work that you have allowed for us to do. So again, I want to say thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to this edition, this very special edition of Instagram Live. I'm your host, Noise Era, Freedom Faction, whichever one you prefer. And remember, guys and gals, stay vigilant. Expose lies and share truth. This is Noise Era, Freedom Faction, out.